Welcome to the first edition of 5 Minutes With. It's Jamie Sims, and welcome to our first production from With Studios. We are excited to have joining us today for just a 5 minute conversation with advisor, advertising agency extraordinaire, TSK, Spence Kramer. Forever now known as TSK.
Thank you.
And we thought we would just jump in. This is a new format, something we wanted to do, and just kind of talk about things that are happening in 5 minutes in a short format. Today, our big topic, I think, just with everything going on, coronavirus and everything, is just adversity and uncertainty, I think, are the two words that kind of describe it. And we all look at what's going on out there. And Spence, where as an executive that's helped brands, but also been on the agency side, you know, what do you think is going through the minds of so many of those executives out there?
I think you hit it, which is uncertainty. I certainly don't have an answer. And if God forbid I was running a very large organization now and was looked to have an answer, I would be as kind of afraid as anybody. Mostly because I don't think that the information we're getting is consistent, because we're getting a barrage of information.
Think of any other time in your career that has been anywhere close to this.
9/11 was the closest.
Yeah.
I was in New York during 9/11. And you know what? As a leader, I think the first order of business is a sense of calm and a lot of listening and sensitivity, right? Sort of the empathy gene needs to go through the roof there, because while I may not be experiencing the fear or the concern that others are, I, as the person sort of in charge, have to understand that fear and that concern is real.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had, during 9/11, I actually watched from my office building, watched the second tower crumble to the ground with 40 other people looking out the window from Midtown to downtown, and watched it crumble, and then had to, like, pick employees up off the ground who were having nervous breakdowns because their husbands or wives or friends worked and lived downtown.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult moment.
And just that whole thing, just unfolding on television, which is really, in some ways, every day, if you think about it, you almost have to take it right now, every day, you know something is about to happen. So now, at this point, I feel like let's say you're running a brand, or you're thinking about running in the hospitality industry, and with all these cancellations, right? And you're going like, oh, that won't happen.
Right.
That won't happen. That won't happen. That can't happen. Then it
and
happens.
Then 5 minutes later, it happens.
Yeah, then it's right. Happening. And you're sort of, I think you kind of get to this place and wonder how do you help people get through it and sort of find some perspective, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think that clearly, the economic impact of a national or international disaster or tragedy is so profound. There are such significant economic fights that are about to happen, not the least of which is schools close, moms and dads work.
It's like a domino.
Kids now have to go be at home. How are moms and dads going to pay for their kids to be at home, right? Or miss their shift in order to take care of their kids? While the economic impact is significant and profound and will be felt for years and years to come, this is a human problem, and I think that you have to deal with this on a human level.
And what do you think the silver lining is? What do you think it is? What do you think we're going to take from this that we'll look at 5 years from now? Oh, you remember, taught us all.
Right. Like 9/11 was love thy neighbor, right?
The
months after 9/11, when we were still, basically feeling the effects of it in New York City, the city really came together and embraced one another. I think it's a similar thing here. It's hard to know now, though, what the positive silver lining is.
Gotta give me one, though.
People are doing a little bit too much of self-serving, in my opinion. I went to Kroger today, and there's literally not a roll of toilet paper at Kroger.
Yep.
Right? So I think people are kind of every man for themselves right now.
There is a lot of that.
Right. So what is the silver lining going to be? I don't know. I'm going to wash my hands more.
I definitely need to wash your hands.
What do you think about the positive effect? I mean, is there going to be a coming together around this?
I think you can look back. It's like, aren't we always stronger from adversity? So
yeah.
I think I think it's a global awareness of our lives. We've thought about it. We all live in a little bit of this day to day. Everybody's getting their fiefdoms.
Yeah.
I know you're enjoying that conversation.
Yeah.
But I think there is this growing, and I think of my the boys, and I think about, man, their perspective. They won't forget any of this, right? They're seeing this all for the first time, and you're really understanding we do live in a global world, and in a very global impact will kind of come out of it stronger with a bigger upside.
I hope so. You know what's funny though is that I don't think, God forbid, this turns into the plot of a very serious movie and schools close and all grocery stores close and all, you know what I mean, it turns into it is as profound for our children as 9/11 was for us in terms of absolutely life-changing.
So
it's hard to know.
Here's my zinger for you. What song are you listening to right now to soothe? You throw on that, you tell Alexa, hey Alexa, play me some. Give me one song that'll just make you feel a little better.
All right, you are going to think I am.
I already think.
Pretty cool.
I didn't see that one coming. Go ahead.
It is Maria from the original cast recording of West Side Story. At the top of my lungs in my car.
Did you sing that today?
I sing it all the time. I'm big into West Side Story. I'm a big believer in
when you're a jet.
You are.
Yeah.
That's right. I love Jesus Christ Superstar. Like them all. How about you? What's your go-to right now? It's got to be Kenny Loggins.
What? On spring break, I'll give you one. A little Kenny Loggins. Yeah, thank you for that. Actually, I discovered The Green, which is a reggae band, singing Love I.
Mm.
We may play that as some outro music. It's a little, you know what? A little island that'll take me away. It was a good funk. I really enjoyed it.
Let me ask you something.
I kind of explored reggae.
Good.
Why not?
It's very irie.
Anyway.
How about as a business owner, Jamie? I know this is you supposedly interviewing me, but
thank you for tossing it back. It's a little back and forth, 5-5. As a business owner, you're so used to using your instincts to kind of make decisions and kind of like, oh, I trust in my gut, I got myself here.
Mm-hmm.
And then in these times, I think I have to pause and open up to how maybe everyone is feeling, as opposed to saying, look, don't feel like you sort of shove it down. And understand that and try to think about what we can do to plan, and understanding the benefits of having those plans in place about how we're going to handle something. And,
yeah.
But it's like anybody, it's scary, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Well, thanks for sitting. Thanks, Nicole.
Nice job, guys. Thank you.
That was phenomenal.
Well done.
Caleb. All right, wrapping up. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, and before you go, here's something from a friend of the show. You know, our internet today has never been more important. I mean, we're using it to keep up with our work, where kids are using it for distance learning. It's vital. And so for your internet service, check out Earthlink at earthlink.net. Fast, reliable internet speeds at the speed you need with no data caps. Earthlink, been providing internet for 25 years. Check it out at earthlink.net.